September meeting devoted to management, finance, oversight, and human resources. The decision authorizes the committee to add or delete items as appropriate and requests member states to meet in December of this year to prepare the detailed work plan. The excellent substantive discussions of this week will, I'm sure, inform delegations' reflections upon next year's program. The decision also calls on UNHCR to be explicit and analytical in its reports in the Standing Committee and to submit documentation in a timely manner. We encourage the office to continue its work in this regard. The decision further underscores the importance of a substantive and interactive debate in our meetings, yielding practical guidance and clear advice to the High Commissioner in keeping with the committee's statutory functions. Decision 3 addresses observer participation in meetings of the Standing Committee from October 2024 to October 2025. Decision 4 adopts the standard provisional agenda, also contained in the 2004 decision on working methods, for 76th plenary session of the Executive Committee. And Decision 5 addresses the participation of intergovernmental organizations in private meetings of the Executive Committee. Our last decision, Decision 6, is on the simultaneous distribution of documents of the Executive Committee of the High Commissioner's Program. As discussed at our informal preparatory meeting that we held on 10th September, this is a technical update of a similar decision that has been adopted since 2016. Given that for a procedural reasons, it is impossible for UNHCR to submit several documents within a stipulated deadline for them to be translated in 6 official UN languages. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. With reference to the third draft decision, I wish to advise the committee that the official request for observer status received to date from United Nations member states have been submitted to me for review. The following states have submitted requests: Central African Republic, Cuba, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Equatorial Guinea, Eswatini, Gabon, The Gambia, Honduras, Iraq, Liberia, Libya, the Niger, and Sierra Leone. I have found these requests to be